The country still reeling from the chaos that broke out last month. Mobs used the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma as an excuse to loot shopping centres and destroy property. More than 350 people lost their lives and thousands were injured. Ramaphosa has called it an attempted insurrection, but has provided little evidence to support this. Policing analyst Eldred Ferreira says in the case of the latest threats, it appears as if the government and its security agencies are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
They have to be seen to be taking any threat to national security and public safety seriously. When they underestimated the intentions and the capability of the adversary before, they suffered what we call a strategic surprise. Nobody can allow that to happen once again.
But citizens are asking whether the government's going to roll out the firepower every time an inflammatory message appears on Twitter, and if their tax money's being used so that the Ramaphosa administration can save face after July's debacle. Ramaphosa's acknowledged that his administration was poorly prepared for and responded inadequately to last month's mayhem. South African Police Union spokesman Lesiba Tobakgale is convinced there's little, at most, evidence because the country's crime intelligence structure is weak.
If crime intelligence does not have somebody who is appointed there, somebody who has a plan to see how things would unfold, then it will be in disarray. And as we speak, we don't have a divisional commissioner appointed to lead crime intelligence. Crime intelligence, they are our ears and they are our eyes to tell and inform management to say, this is coming. Let us deal with it even before it could come.
He says at the moment the intelligence services don't have the credible agents and sources on the ground to differentiate between hoaxes and real dangers. The head of the Institute for Security Studies, Dr. Yaki Silier, suggests the state has a credibility problem because of its so far baseless claim that 12 high-profile figures were behind last month's violence.
It's one thing to speak about people that allegedly instigate and to point to Instagram and WhatsApp and Twitter. It's another thing to have sufficient evidence that you can take somebody to court. And I think we've long suspected.
He says this week's deployment of forces wants to make the point that the government's competent.
But it also demonstrates, I think, the challenges that we face in a sense in a country as volatile as South Africa at responding to social media and the hype that it creates. And that's
like many countries, says Silier, South Africa's struggling to manage social media in a democratic way that doesn't erode citizens' rights to free speech, but at the same time prevents criminality without shutting down the internet and social media network like autocratic governments do.
It has become a source of disinformation, whether it's around vaccines, whether it's about insurrection and mobilization, that really is a cause of concern. People are not dealing with responsible media. They are dealing with what other people are saying and what I wake up this morning and I feel I want to tweet about.
The government insists its show of force this week is not based on hearsay. Many citizens aren't convinced. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.